The economic problems are being as a result of the cumulative errors made by ZANU-PF. And Mangoma's presidency, or RDZ, coming in, would make sure that the corruption that is there is stopped. Our ideology is that of modern nationalism, which of necessity means that the people of Zimbabwe must enjoy the resources that are in the country.
But does RDZ have any blueprints to synthesize your ideas or in as far as the economy is concerned?
We do have a blueprint. We have got our policy position on some of the key policy areas. But we also recognize that you can go to some detail which nobody actually understands. So we have got that policy position we have got, which we are debating it amongst ourselves. We have got our Congress, and it is at the Congress that our members generally will now adopt it.
There's an energy crisis right now. What are some of the problems that you see as causing this serious crisis in the country in terms of energy?
Well, ZANU-PF never invested in energy for the last 35 years. And any capacity generation increase that we have seen has actually been put in under my watch as Minister of Energy. So we started bringing in the small thermal. We also started, we put in the tenders for Kariba extension and Wange extension. Unfortunately, Kariba extension has been allowed to go through. Wange extension was stalled.
But your critics, Mr. Mangoma, will also say you did not crack down on some senior government officials who were using electricity, especially their farms, without paying for it.
In fact, people only knew that because of me, because of when I was there. That's when actually people knew members in government were not paying. And what people must know is that during that time, government officials and ministers started paying for their electricity. I cannot say whether they have continued to pay since I left.
There are some who are saying without forming a coalition, opposition parties will not be able to take advantage of the problems in ZANU-PF. Are you for a grand coalition?
I must say that that is a false argument. It is a false argument to say a grand coalition is the answer to the problems of Zimbabwe.
So essentially, you are saying you are not going to work with other opposition parties to topple Mr. Mugabe, if I'm getting that right.
No, I'm not saying that. What we do is right now we are working as RDZ to be able to form our structures and make sure that people fully understand who we are and what we stand for. And when we stand and talk to anybody, we would have our own home. We'll have our own strong party. And then we will decide who we can talk to. Obviously, the people we can combine with and easily combine with are people who have got the same values and principles that we have got. It will become a lot easier for us to be able to talk to them. But at this stage, we have got difficulty in working with an outfit, whether it's an outfit or it will be in future, called People First. So we rule out working with People First at this stage because when people were being killed, when houses were being burned, when livestock was being eaten, they were part of ZANU-PF.